Welcome everyone. Today we are getting into the most important aspect of housekeeping, cleaning of a room, cleaning of a guest room, where the guest will stay, will spend at least 8 hours sleeping in the bed, spending a little bit of time in the room, using the bathroom, all the places which he expects to be spick and span and clean and neat. So let's go through the objectives of today's chapter. So, like I said, the guest would spend at least 8 hours sleeping in the bed. 6 to 8 hours sleeping in the bed, would spend time in the room, in the bathroom, having a bath, a shower. He needs everything neat and clean. Cleaning has to be done in a systematic manner. You have to maintain the standard of the hotel organization. A spick and span atmosphere is very essential. Very, very essential. You don't want a guest walking into his room and finding dust or dirt lying on the floor. You don't want him looking at the chandelier and it's black in color. Black in color with dust settled in. You want him to look at his room, smell fresh, it should look fresh, it should be fresh for him. The atmosphere is what will make him come back in the room. That is where his personal time is. That is where he is on his own. That is where his mind is. Then he looks around in his room. He sits on his on the sofa. He's watching the television. Everything has to be spick and span. So and a very essential part of cleaning is the chambermaid's trolley or the housekeeping trolley, whatever you may want to call it, which carries all the supplies which are required for cleaning the room, replenishing the supplies, the guest amenities, and it is there with the chambermaid or the houseman or the room boy at all periods of time. So that becomes a very essential part of cleaning the room. And I don't need to say, it's a given that if you give a dirty room to a guest, he's not going to come back to you. Would you go and stay in a room which is dirty, a hotel which is giving you a dirty room? The importance of guest room cleaning. You know, when the whole experience of a guest who moves into a room, apart from the decor of the room, which is very important too, is how appealing it is for his senses. His touch, his smell, his feel, and that, how comfortable is he when he's sitting. Going to the washroom, to the bathroom, and sitting on the pot. How comfortable is he? How clean does he feel when he has a bath? The touch of the amenities. It's not only you just can't give a very expensive shampoo or a very expensive soap in the room and expect the guest to have a good experience. If you can't clean the room. The room has to be spotless. It has to be comfortable. It has to be welcoming. He has to feel welcome in the room. He has to feel nice in the room. He should not feel, oh, main idhar abhi sona hi hai. I've come only to sleep. He's not come only to sleep there. He has to experience the sleep. He has to have a peaceful sleep in the hotel. You know, daily cleaning of the room, vacuuming, dusting, and cleaning of all the furniture and fixtures, as the bathroom cleaning, everything makes the room immaculate. That makes it feel better for the guest who's coming in. You would not want to sleep in a bed slept by another person, but you are sleeping in a hotel room, bed slept by another person. So what do hotels do? We change everything. Apart from the mattress, all your and the duvet, all your bed sheets, it's and everything is changed. Even the duvet isn't duvet covers which get changed, or between two bed sheets which get changed on a daily basis. The guest room in a hotel, a guest room is the core product. In a restaurant, food is the core product, but in a hotel, guest room is the core product, and it contributes to more than 50% of the sale of a hotel. Hotel is meant to sell the real estate of the best guest room, the experience of the guest room. And it is the primary reason why a guest comes to your hotel, to stay the night. stay a couple of nights if it's a resort, to stay for a little period more time, not only to experience the outside surroundings around them, but to stay in the hotel room. Let's get to the sequence of cleaning. Preparatory steps you need to be taken to clean a room. When you enter a room, what different steps you take. We'll go get into details of the actual cleaning task. We'll get into the details. Final check, the room checklist, as I may say, inspection of the room, and all the amenities which need to be changed, replenished, or added, depending on a VIP guest or not. So the cycle of the room goes into, you know, occupied room, to occupied and dirty, because if the guest is staying for two nights, it's occupied and dirty. The next morning, you've got to clean the room. Or if he's checking out, it becomes vacant and dirty. It's vacant and dirty. And it's vacant and ready to sell. So this is the cycle of the room. It's a cycle which keeps going round and round and round and round. A guest room is a highly perishable commodity. Room sold, which is not sold today, will not recover the cost of even keeping that room of that day. So it's perished. That day's revenue is lost. You will never be able to go back to that day and resell the room. So priorities. So how do you prioritize is what do you do first as you come in on a housekeeping shift? You know, staying in guests are your first priority. But they don't want early morning services. They don't want morning services, mostly. They go out at 10, 30, 11. So they don't want to be disturbed during that period of time. But there are people who request for early service. They request for early services for, you know, reasons that they've gone out early in the morning, they're going to come back at around 10, 10:30. They would like to come back into a clean room rather than a dirty room. So that becomes your top priority. Obviously, VIP rooms, very important person's rooms, handled with care rooms, become their second priority. And you tend to do them before 11 o'clock unless the guest is in-house and he tells you come later. Because they are the priority guests, you need to give them the top preferences. Then you have these early morning checkouts, 6 o'clock morning checkout, 5 o'clock morning checkout, 7 o'clock morning checkouts. And front offices block those rooms for incoming arrivals. So you have to get them ready for incoming arrivals, before the arrivals come in. If they, otherwise what you're going to have, you're going to have a situation where a guest is checking in, he's standing at the counter waiting for his room. He is pressurizing the front office person. He is, you know, abusing the front office person. Where's my room? I paid for it. Why is it not ready? And that pressure then moves on to the floor supervisor, moves on to the housekeeping department, comes on to the room boy. And that messes up the entire process, because in that hurry, you do not do things properly. So early morning checkouts becomes a priority. After that, see the other checkouts, vacant and dirty, because they have not been allotted. So they come after early morning checkouts, which have been allotted. Occupied rooms with please clean my room sign on the doorknob. Now, hotels, we give two, three types of door signs. It's do not disturb, please clean my room, please pick up my laundry. So door signs are kept outside so that people know that you have to clean the person is requested to clean the room, and you need to do that urgently, on an urgent basis. And then you have the D&D rooms, which is do not disturb. You should not disturb them till the time the do not disturb sign is taken out of the room. So you would not disturb them. Ideally in D&D rooms, you would check after a couple of hours if the room's D&D sign has been removed. Then you should go and clean the room immediately. If the D&D sign yet persists, then the desk supervisor in housekeeping would call the room and inquire with the guest whether we should come and clean the room and what time would be preferable for the guest for us to clean the room. And then that time I should be allocated in the shift for a person to go and clean the room. And then you have the guests who say, you know, I'm there till 4 o'clock in the evening, and 4 o'clock I'm going out. So please do it. Give me a late service. I don't want to be disturbed. So that becomes your last priority in those aspects. Like I said, doorknob kept. You have the please clean, do not disturb, pick up my laundry. If the pick up my laundry sign is there, you have to immediately go and pick up the laundry, because the laundry is always time bound. You know, 9 o'clock, if given before 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock, depending on hotel to hotel, you will get it at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. So the time bound thing is there. So you need to pick up the laundry as quickly as possible. Some guests will call, but some will just put the knob, put it in a laundry bag, leave it on their bed. So you have to go and pick that up. And like I explained, please clean my room. Again, is priority to clean the room. And do not disturb is do not disturb them till that the sign is not out. Now, initially, like I said, the chambermaid trolley is one of the most important tools in a housekeeping boy's arsenal. It is the trolley which contains everything that the housekeeping boy requires to clean the room, to service the room, to replenish the room of its amenities and every other aspect. That trolley is one of the most significant pieces of equipment the housekeeping boy has. We will get into the dynamics of what the trolley holds in the next slide, but currently that is what it is. So it has to be a sturdy trolley because it carries the linen of the entire shift of the person. So if the room boy is assigned 10 rooms to clean in the shift, it'll carry linen for 10 rooms plus 2. It'll carry your towels, it'll carry the amenities, it'll carry the water, it'll carry the coffee sachets, it'll carry your, it'll have a dustbin bag so that you can take out all the trash from the room. It'll have everything. It'll have space to carry your hand caddy, which we'll get into. It'll have space to carry your cleaning cloths, earths, and every other aspect. So that is an important thing to know. All the supplies, the half days rooms assignments. It must be easily movable. You should be able to maneuver it. So normally what happens is when a chambermaid or a houseboy or a room boy is cleaning the room, the chambermaid's trolley is kept halfway down through an open room. So if this is the door, so it's halfway to that door. So that people know that this room is being cleaned. Your guest is coming back also at that point of time, he knows that this room is being cleaned and there's someone in the room. And the door is always kept open. So that is an aspect. So anytime he requires a particular amenity, he just has to walk up to the door of the room, pick it up and take it in. So it becomes easier for him to service it. So it has to be easily movable. And you should be able to move it. You have to have a caster at one end and you have to have fixed wheels at the other end. This is the photograph of, a design of the chambermaid's trolley. The standard design. So, as you can see, it carries cleaning supplies, the bath products, all your replenishables and cleaning supplies are normally carried on top. On the other side, you'll have all your mops and all hanging around. Okay, you'll have your coffee cups and hot cups and your coffee sachets and tea sachets and your sugar sachets and your milk sachets. Then you have your toilet papers and tissue boxes, paper towels, your dustbin liners. Then you have a compartment where your soiled linen is kept in. So it opens from the top and you know the soiled linen which you take out from the room, you straight away put it into that aspect. Then later you put it through the chute and it goes to the laundry. Then you have your clean towels on the bottom shelves, pillowcases, robes, and your bed sheets. So all these are stocked up. And on the other side, you have the trash bin. So you know the dustbins are emptied in the room. The ashtrays, if this is a smoking room, the ashtrays are cleaned out in there. All those aspects which are important. So this is a standard design of a chambermaid's trolley. You get it in various shapes and sizes. So you can have it bigger, you can have it smaller, depending on the number of rooms you want each MMA trolley to service at any given point of time. Then this is another utility trolley, which is utility feature of the chain. So the hook for mops, garbage bag. This is for a very small scale hotel. But these are there on the other side of the Chambermaid's trolley also. Solid rare beads, aluminum tube framework. You know, you need a sturdy trolley because you're going to put so much equipment in it that it has to be very sturdy. It has to be aluminum. It has to be made out of material which aluminum or steel. It has to be aluminum is preferred because it doesn't rust that much. Yeah, it's so the utility features. There'll be hooks for hanging mops, 22.5 gallon, and depending on the size of the trolley which you buy, for a garbage bag which would take all the garbage of all the rooms, solid rear wheels, aluminium framework, tube framework, a rust-free framework. Rust should not come from your trolley into the bed sheets which are hanging, sturdy platforms, large platforms, because it's so heavy. I mean, there are minimum of 3 bed sheets per room. So 10 rooms, if you're doing, that is 30 bed sheets plus 2. That is around 36 to 40 bed sheets you're carrying, plus 2 towels, a bath mat per room, a hand towel, face towel. Well, you're toiling your tissue papers, your toilet rolls, amenities, and your cleaning equipment. So it has to be very sturdy platforms for every aspect. The wheels have to be strong and solid. You know, universal wheel, which allows you to sway here and there, also have to be strong and solid. And the base has to be very 3 collecting shelves, the minimum which is required for the utility features. Hand caddy. This is one of the most useful tools. So, you know, once you get the trolley there and you get into the room, you carry your caddy and take it in. Your caddy contains, what does it contain? Why do you need a caddy? So it'll contain your all-purpose cleaner. It'll contain your bathroom cleaner. It'll contain your WC cleaner. It'll contain your gloves. It'll contain your sponges. It'll contain your cleaning cloths. It'll contain, to name a few, you'll contain your rubber gloves, polishing cloths, cleaning cloths. And you can, as long as it fits in there and it is required for the room, you can carry it in that trolley. So it makes it easier. Once you take the trolley, the hand caddy in, you don't have to keep coming back. I've used the Harpic on in the WC and I need the column for the... for the mirror in the bathroom, I go out and get the column. No, you don't. You carry that caddy, it is with you. So you immediately pick it up and take it. I need the floor sanitizer. No, it is there in that caddy. So you don't need to keep going out and getting back, coming back in. So that wastes time. Wasting time means the more time you take to clean the room, the more the guest has to wait for it. The more time it takes for you to clean the room, for these small reasons, the more time you're wasting, your productivity comes down. Now, stocking, like I said, the room attendant's cart, chambermaid's trolley. Like you saw in the previous picture, the look and feel of the trolley was different. Here, the look and the feel of the trolley is different. Like I said earlier, depending on the size of the hotel, depending on your requirement, you get different shapes and sizes of trolleys. I mean, you get large trolleys, you get smaller trolleys, is depending on what your requirement is. And depending on how many amenities you have, how much of, what are your type of rooms, it will completely depend on that. So you'll start stocking from bottom up. Always stock from bottom up. Linen first, that's your bed sheets, duvet covers, towel. There's different types of towels, same hand towel, face towel. And then you go to paper products, your toilet rolls, your paper napkins, your laundry bag, maybe take paper, maybe thin microfiber material. So it depends on what you have. I mean, laundry bags. Then you get into your paper materials, which you put your laundry sheet, which you put in the room. If you have a minibar, the minibar sheet, which you put in the room. Especially if they're stocked with only soft drinks and things like that. Then you, on top, you get to the amenities, your soaps, shampoos, your shower caps. Those are the different other types of amenities, your water bottles, if you're putting water bottles in the room. So those are the types of amenities which are there. Then you have to ensure that, you know, your garbage bags are fresh. And you keep covering the garbage bag. Once you take out the garbage from the room, you cover your put the lid back on, because you can't leave it open. If you leave it open, the smell of the garbage goes into the corridors. And, you know, the corridors also air conditioned in most hotels. So the air conditioning of the corridors the dust will go into the air conditioning filter system. Or fall on the carpets if there are carpets below, or the floor. So you'll have to redo all the work which you're doing. So you have to be careful on those aspects. And then your linen bag. Once you finish a certain set of rooms, let's say you finish four or five, you take the trolley back and you remove the linen bags. It is very important, because this is your methodology of your work. This is something which a room boy or a chambermaid needs to be very familiar with, because it's his work. This is his tools of his work. So, you know, he should be blindly able to put his hand down and pick up what he requires. Blindly able, he should know where what is placed. It becomes a blind movement. It becomes, you know, your muscle gets strained. So it becomes a muscle movement, and so you don't have to think. So this becomes a very important tool for you as a chambermaid. Now let's get to the steps which are required to clean a guest room. I'll go through the 10 steps. We'll go through each one of them in details. 2. Remove the linen from the beds and all soiled bathrooms. Bath linens. So the first thing which you do is strip the bed of everything. You remove the linen, you remove the pillowcases, you remove the duvet cover if you're changing duvet covers. All that linen is taken out. Then you go into the bathroom, take out all the used material. I mean, your towels, face towels, hand towels, bath rope, is if it is used, that also has to be taken out. And you put them all in the linen basket which you have. Then you move to the trash cans. You remove all the trash. So in the trash can, the guest has thrown things. You take out the trash from it. Normally, garbage bags are put in the trash bag. So you take out the garbage bags and throw in the garbage. Then you do all the dusting. Dusting first, because all the dust comes down after you dust it. If you've dusted a particular space, one is it gets removed in the cloth which is taken, and the rest will fall down. And you wipe down all the with disinfectant or the surface. You make the bed, change the linen, you clean and disinfect the bathroom, you replenish the stocks in complementary. Then you do the vacuum sweep and the mop. Vacuuming you do in carpeted rooms, sweeping and then mopping, which you do in tiled rooms. Sweep first, mop after, you do a wet mop, and then you do a dry mop. And then add necessary finishing touches where you will need to, after you do the sweeping, do a little bit more of dusting before you do the mopping, which is a finishing touch. Because while sweeping, if you are sweeping the room, dust may fly on certain surfaces, so that you may have to do. Then you do the mopping and any other finishing touches. You know, you need to change the laundry list, put a laundry list, change the laundry bag. Do you need to change the minibar list? Your telephone directory is not kept in the proper way. It needs to be added. Your pencil and scribbling pad next to the phone needs to be put there. And then after you finished all those finishing touches, you take a final look, make sure you've not missed anything, and then you exit the room. Thank you very much.